Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching. So let's just move straight into that space in our heart. Drop our attention to our heart space and take the energy from this song. I feel the Spirit moving in me. So I invite us to step into that place of possibility. As you drop your attention to your heart center, to know the presence of Spirit right there, right where you are. See yourself as the conduit for the kingdom of heaven. See the joy moving through you out to those around you immediately, radiating out far beyond anything you can imagine. In this space of quiet communion, tap into the abundance that is yours. Feel it moving through you. To those in your immediate world and out beyond you. I feel the kingdom of heaven moving through me. I know myself as the channel for the kingdom. So I'm going to invite us for a few moments into the silence, claiming our contribution to the kingdom of heaven as described by Jesus, and seeing us as a clear channel through which the kingdom of heaven is revealed, defined, and made manifest. The kingdom of heaven flows through me into the silence. I am the way of the kingdom of heaven. I am heaven's way. I open my heart and I hear God's unique plan for me. The actions I'm to take, the qualities I am to bring alive, who I am to become. To make heaven a reality throughout the most mundane moments of my life. I am the way for heaven. So
So we begin our journey back, refreshed, renewed, enlivened through song, through words, through silence, and more deeply committed to our own spiritual path and growth, and to the awakening of those around us, to every man, woman, and child on our planet. And more aware of the part we play in making that happen. I am the way for heaven. Thank you, God. And in the name and in the nature of the living Christ, we say thank you, sweet God. And so it is. Good morning, everybody. How many of you caught the tail end of the Today Show this morning where they did a piece on a 3-year-old snowboarder? I didn't catch his name, but they showed, I'm not kidding, Audrey, balancing on this snowboard and going up these little hills and like scooting down the bunny hill. And when they interviewed him, they were talking to him about who his hero was, and of course it was Shaun White, and they were asking what his dream was. And his dream is to compete in the Olympics and to win a gold medal, just like Shaun White did. And watching him and watching his parents, I wish I would have caught his name, and I'll have to go back up on the Today Show and see if I can get his name. I have no doubt that we will be hearing from this kid 15, 16, 17 years down the road as he continues his passion for snowboarding. He has a dream, and that seed is there, and he's got the support and the love to help him move toward his dream, fulfill his dream, and be successful in it. And today, he's just all about having fun. You know, he really could care less about the gold medals today. Today he was just all about being on that slope and in the snow and just having a ball with it. It was really fun to watch him. We're continuing our journey into emulating what Jesus taught and modeled and called us into when he said, "Those of you who believe in me will do what I do or greater things." And as I was watching this little 3-year-old looking up to Shaun White, I realized that this kid had that example to follow, and that Shaun White has done this incredible job of blazing the trail for something as innocuous and seemingly unimpactive as snowboarding. And yet we know his name and we know what he accomplished, and this little kid is looking up to him and following in his footsteps. He believed in him and he's done it, which means other people behind him will come and do what Shaun White did and even surpass what Shaun White has done. So when we look at what happens in our real world, I think it's easier to take the line that Jesus told us in John, "Those of you who believe in me will do what I do or greater." It's easier to take it seriously. It's like what we talked about last week, how when we start asking, what is it that we believe about Jesus, and can we see ourselves in him? Can we believe when he says that we have that same potential and capability? And can we start being more intentional and more practical toward growing into this vision that he has for us? And we all agreed yes, that even though it doesn't feel like it, and sometimes we struggle with it, deep down there's something inside of us that resonates with what he said because it is spiritual truth. And we see example after example in the human world and in natural world, and the two are combined, of how once somebody breaks a barrier, it's easier for people who come behind, it's easier for species who come behind that evolutionary breakthrough to repeat and surpass the same thing. So today we're going to start talking about the practices that help us do it and help us become intentional. And the first practice that Jesus had was vision. Think about it. He had to know what it was that he was wanting to create. What was it that Jesus was wanting to create? Anybody have a stab? Have a guess? Yeah, Kingdom of Heaven. There are 760 references in the New Testament and the Gospels to the Kingdom of Heaven or the Kingdom of God. Jesus talked incessantly about it. The Kingdom of Heaven is like. The Kingdom of Heaven can be compared to. Those of you in the Kingdom of Heaven. I mean, over and over and over, it was his obsession, if Jesus had an obsession. And nowhere in his description does he place it somewhere. He does not locate the Kingdom of Heaven 3 galaxies out, hang a left, go around this universe, and there you are. Now, and you got to remember that in ancient times, the view of the world that was very small, that we didn't have the knowledge that we have today. And science has pretty much blasted out of the water any concept of the Kingdom of Heaven as a place, because we understand that the universe is ever expanding. And so we had to reframe those words that Jesus told us, and what we're discovering is that the Kingdom of Heaven is an experience. It's a consciousness. It's a state of awareness. And when we look at what Jesus lived and taught, he was in that Kingdom of Heaven state of mind. And his words reflected it, his actions reflected it, his intentions reflected it. And his life was about inviting us into that same level of experience and same level of expression, because he understood that the Kingdom of Heaven was not something that happened to us, it's something that happens through us. That we become the channel through which the Kingdom of Heaven expresses. How do we do that? We capture, first of all, this vision of the Kingdom of Heaven. And here at our church, we've been spending a lot of time talking about what kind of world do we want to help create. And we came up with this phenomenal vision statement over the last couple of years with a variety of different processes and different people that have come in. And it's the vision that we say every morning or every Sunday morning, that we celebrate a world, you are welcome to say this with me, expressing oneness with God, a world of peace, unity, and abundance for all. If every man, woman, and child experienced the peace of God, would that not be heaven? If every sentient being understood our deep heart connection with one another, and that my action will affect you in some way. If we really understood how one we were, would that not be heaven? If every person that you see in this room, every person that you pass on the roads of Murfreesboro had a place to go home to, had enough income to be able to provide their basic needs, had the abundance of love and friends and family and a deep sense of belonging and purpose and contribution, a deep sense of abundance, would that not be heaven? Guess what? That's what we personally are about creating. This ministry got very still and tapped into the universal vision of the Kingdom of Heaven and asked specifically, what is our unique contribution to make to this? And we collectively said, we are willing to step into the vision of a world of peace, unity, and abundance for all. And that we are willing to make every one of our actions count. We're willing to make that our laser beam intention. We're willing to make plans and set goals and set intentions to make that a reality. That's our unique vision and contribution. Each one of you has your own personal unique vision and contribution that Spirit is asking you to make to the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, it's broad, and sometimes it's kind of hard to wrap our heads around it. That's why this process of visioning is so important, because we go in and we ask the question, how is it that you want to use me in order to bring this alive? And so we've all individually have asked that question, and that people who have come and gone have resonated on some level with our collective community vision, and you bring your unique vision and gift and contribution to the collective whole. Y'all with me? It's powerful stuff. It works. It's amazing how this, Jesus had it going on. He knew what he was talking about. And he kept saying, do not make me unique. You shrink your capacity. You shrink the power of God when you make me unique. So we get this vision. Where do we go from it? Where do we go with it? As we are asking, what is it that you see for my life? How is it that I am to contribute? The underlying question that really materializes, who am I to become? What am I to embody? And what am I to grow into? Because we think visions and dreams are about the outer. We think it's about, getting the car, getting the big church, becoming successful. And all of that's a part of it, and I am not diminishing that, because it's all a vital part of the process. The most important factor, though, shifts when we change vision, when we go from visualization to visioning, when we stop telling God our dreams and asking God for certain things, and we start listening for God's dream for us and asking God, what is it that we are to contribute? Can you guys see the shift? And as a ministry, I have felt that shift happening over the last couple of years, that we spent lots of time excited, and we had this dream and this vision, and we were going forward. And it's been within the last couple of years that we have really stepped back and listened deeply and changed the conversation from this is what we want to this is what God wants through us, from us, and as us. And there's a shift of surrender that happens as a result. One of the things that we did yesterday that was extremely powerful for me is that we scanned our history in the form of our genogram. We went back from the very beginning, and I happen to be the pioneering ministry, and so we went back to my beginning when as a pioneering minister, when I just started inviting people over to the house. And at the time, all I wanted was people to hang out with in Murfreesboro who had something to do with unity. I did not have a grand plan, a grand scheme of this church. I was just wanting to make a connection with people without having to drive to Nashville. I wish it was more noble than that, but it wasn't. It was pretty selfish, which a lot of our visions begin that way. And we went through each era, we went through the incredible accomplishments that we have experienced, and then we looked at those places that Spirit called us to lean deeper into principle. And we saw how as we expand, as we grow in the outer, Spirit demands that we internally evolve and expand. And as I look at that, and I have to tell you that yesterday I was feeling pretty fragile and vulnerable because that list of failures, hurts, and sorries, it was hard for me to not to go to, you know, failure, failure, failure. What I see is that that is how the invitation to greatness shows up. That Spirit says, you can no longer stay where you are. It's time for you to discover who you are in your splendor and your possibility and your power even more. So here's your opportunity to lean deeper into who I've created you to be and to discover something that you didn't know you had, because that's what this situation is calling for. And so when we say that we are committed to a world of peace, unity, and abundance for all as part of our vision, it's really warm and fuzzy. And somebody said this morning that they were committed to the work, because when we get that warm and fuzzy feeling, it's kind of like Jesus went up on the mountain and had the transfiguration. He had to come back down. Moses had to come back down. And they had to come face what was happening on the very real human realm. And so when we receive our vision, it's our invitation to bring it down into the very real human realm and to continue to grow into the people, to grow into the community that God knows we are capable of doing. And so part of what we did yesterday was that we looked at where are those areas that we may not have leaned into quite as deeply as we were invited to. What do we continue to bring along that will continue to pop up and invite us to keep looking at until we're able to transform it and transcend it into something that then contributes to this vision of the kingdom of heaven? That's the whole visioning process. It does not just stop with receiving this dream. This whole process is putting it into action. This whole process brings it from the invisible realm into physical manifestation. And that point right there, that transition stage, that's what Maria Nemeth calls trouble at the border. And as a spiritual community committed to bringing our vision alive, we are willing to sit in that tension of that transitional range of knowing we're moving into something new, we're letting go of the old, we've had these things that have happened in the past, we're not quite sure how to resolve it, but when we get clear with vision, we trust the guidance, the support, the unknown, the mystery, that the next right step will reveal itself, even though we don't have a clue where that next right step is going to lead us. We become willing to surrender at a level we've never surrendered before. Here's another difference between visualization and visioning. When we visualize, we map it out. And we tell God, this is our plan, this is our map, this is our agenda. When we vision, we tear the map up. And we say, tell me the next step. Tell me the next step. Tell me the next step. Mary Matamorsi, in her book, The Field of Dreams, talks about when we are truly in alignment with God's vision and we are following God's guidance, we're willing to go as far as the headlights illuminate. And if the car's rolling, the headlights are just going to illuminate. Especially, I can remember, and I probably used this example before when I was a kid, you know, back when there weren't like a lot of street lights and those dark country roads when I grew up in Wisconsin, that there and hills, and it was hilly, there wasn't a lot revealed ahead. But you kept driving because you knew the light was going to reveal exactly what you needed to see. And so when we step into vision, we tear the map up. We tear the need to know up. We lean into those opportunities that keep calling us into a higher transcendent experience and self. And ultimately, we say yes to God. We say yes to Jesus. We say yes to the kingdom of heaven. We say yes to God's plan for us. Breathe. That's what this weekend was about. That's what our continued journey is about. That's what the conversation this afternoon is about. You know, we start putting the nuts and bolts in it. We had a wonderful session Friday evening when Rachel and the planning team explained or shared the intentions, objectives, and goals that have revealed themselves to us as through our conversations and our discernment process about how to put feet to our vision, how to put the nuts and bolts. And again, it's all the warm and fuzzy. It's what, when I was in field licensing, it's what my mentor used to call, we see the plan, but then we have to prepare ourselves for Holy Spirit's agenda. That as we start putting these things into place, Spirit has a whole nother curriculum for us. And when we say yes to the vision, yes to the purpose, yes to our values, yes to these plans, we're saying yes to the agenda of Holy Spirit to keep moving through us, to keep leaning into the issues that present themselves, because they know, Spirit knows what we're capable of. Spirit knows our possibilities. Spirit knows what we need in order to be able to grow and expand and claim our spiritual power, claim our spiritual mightiness, claim our spiritual brilliance, claim our spiritual splendor. And we get to do that. Yeah. So, your invitation this week individually, if you're willing, and this is when you have to put your little spiritual warrior hat on, because it takes a lot of courage to ask God, what is your dream for me? How am I to contribute to Jesus' vision of kingdom of heaven? And here's the tougher question. How am I to grow? Who am I to become? What am I to embody? And then you become willing to get in that car, turn those headlights on, go down that dark road, and say, okay, God, there's the light, there's the light, there's the light, there's the light, and trust that the light's going to keep going. I am the way for heaven. Together, I am the way for heaven. Okay, with enthusiasm and passion, once again, I am the way for heaven. All right, so stay this afternoon, stay tuned, and I just invite everybody at whatever level into this process, just please join us and come with us as we create a world of peace, unity, and abundance for all. Thank you, God. Send it in.
And we'd like to close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.